The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Education system itself?
Yeah.
How do you feel that it's doing for you so far?
I have a lot of ideas about the school and the system of school, but I don't think the system is built right. As I know, and I've done my research into this, school was originally made to make perfect factory workers, even from little things to putting your hands up and just the idea of school. And I don't think the school system has changed enough since Victorian times, as that was the intent then, and we still do so much of the same stuff that we do now. Therefore, I don't think the school system is changing with the times as it should. Like, so many things have evolved, to cars, to technology, to even mobile phones. Like, we've got the technology to talk to people on the other side of the world. School needs to shift with that, because for some people, it's like telling a fish to climb a tree. It's not built for everybody. And so many people say, I don't like school. Therefore, something's not going quite right. We need to let it catch up with us, not hold us back.
Wow. Do you know what, you speak a lot of sense, and it's something that my thoughts, I mean, going back to the factories and so on, I was saying to you off air that, you know, my thoughts are that, you know, when I was at school, most people were going to go and work in a factory because we had them. You know, the factories on the island, they were limited, but they had big numbers. You look at Plessy, Siemens, that they had, I don't know, 2,500 people, BHC as well. And we were getting ready for being in a big crowd of people, but I don't see the point now. So my worry is that we've got all these schools with lots and lots of people in it that set up for the olden times, if you like.
Yeah, and I also feel like there's so many more options now, like, back ages ago, like if we're talking Victorian era, there was no way you could make a life off of broadcasting or being a podcaster or even being an entrepreneur. Like, that wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. And there's even more options, like with technology now, like you could become a professional YouTuber. Like, that is a path that some people go down. Therefore, we need these sort of options for people who want to take more creative paths, because there's so many structures of math, science, history, and I'm not against any of those ways, because there are pros and there are cons, and we could argue that for so long. However, we need the options for more creative minds, so that we can make sort of what we want and our strengths and nurture them so that it works for everybody, not just the select few.
No, absolutely right. To me, it's common sense. And we were saying earlier on about you having a voice, and that's the most important thing here.
Yeah.
Because I get fed up with people that say, oh, young people, they don't know what they want. You ask them, they don't. No, they don't ask. That's the
problem.
You
need to listen. You can't argue somebody doesn't know what they want if you ask them and then you talk over them.
Mm.
If you ask a youth and you don't just say, oh, well, they don't know what they want. They say they're not sure about this. Maybe if you listen more, you could build a more understanding of what they're trying to get across to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's common sense. When you mention YouTubers and things like that, that's where we are now. And we have been for 20 years. There's people out there that are making so much money from being a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And yet, I would imagine there are a certain amount of people of a certain age that will say, that's not a proper job. Don't get a proper job. It's like the gaming thing.
I feel like the sky's sort of the limit, because if we're looking forward, like, new things are still getting invented. Therefore, there could be a job for me that doesn't even exist yet, and we couldn't comprehend yet. So we need to sort of keep the doors open for those options.
So let's level it up, or trying to. The education that you've got and you're going to take to the next level.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how do you feel about, you know, the education itself? And I know that there are certain things that maybe you'd say, well, I'd like to learn how to be a YouTuber. I'd like to learn how to do X, Y, and Z, a gamer. And I know people will say, yeah, but that's gaming, that's not a job. But it is a job, because people are making money from it, and that's the most important thing to remember. So, but how's your education? What's been put in place? How has it been?
I want to go on to further education, because I would love to be a lawyer. But the thing is, I've always struggled with school, and it's not always been easy for me. And I feel like sometimes it just doesn't suit me. Like, I can't remember certain things that I should know, or I don't fully understand things in a certain way, but I could thrive in other areas. Like, if you put me on a microphone, I could speak my little heart out. Like, some things work for me and some things just don't. And sometimes I have to work twice as hard to get to where people can be with ease. Like, we could sit a test and I could have revised for literally months and I won't always get where I want to be. And I feel like it's developing a system. It should be about developing a system that helps us all thrive so that we could do our best and not be sort of graded on a level that just isn't always possible for everybody. So we build more understanding and cooperation for making me do the best I can instead of comparing me to other people who are not me and they don't have my skills or my mindset or they don't think how I do, and working with what we have instead of comparing and sort of programming us to be in a way that doesn't suit us all.
Do you know what? It's incredible to spend some time with you, because out there in the, I can hardly hear a word you're saying. In here, your voice is is powerful, and what you're saying is powerful as well. It makes total sense to me. It really does. We got to take a break, but first of all, yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to play the local tunage in a minute, and we're going to come back. We're going to chat some more, and just in case. You may recognise the voice. It's mine. Elisa was here 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's quite... I feel like it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
We're going to... Just in case you missed it earlier on, we're gonna sort of talk about the moment that you reduced me to a blubbering mess, OK, 3 years ago. But it turned out quite well for us, because yeah. I think that audio was used for the awards... all those years ago,
yeah,
and we won the ARIA gold, and that's that. I think that I still think that was because of the audio that you came in and created.